USA Radio News.
A Colorado man faces three counts of murder after his pregnant wife and two young daughters disappeared earlier this week. Chris Watts was taken into custody Wednesday and was charged with the three murders today. Colorado Bureau of Investigation Director John Camper spoke earlier today at a news conference.
At this point, we have been able to recover a body that we're quite certain is Shanann Watts' body. We have strong reason to believe that we know where the bodies of the children are, and recovery efforts are in process on that.
Music legend Aretha Franklin passed away today at the age of 76 years old. She was suffering from pancreatic cancer. Fonzie Thornton was a background singer for Franklin.
To be singing, just a little bit. I mean, it's the dream of all dreams.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The nation's first lady plans to address a cyberbullying summit next week. Here's a preview from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The White House says Melania Trump will deliver remarks that will address the positive and negative effects of social media on youth when she attends the Federal Partners in Bullying Prevention Summit on Monday in Rockville, Maryland. They say she'll also attend a panel discussion with representatives from various social media platforms. The first lady focusing on cyberbullying among young people is part of her so-called Be Best initiative. However, she has been criticized by some for highlighting cyberbullying, while her husband, President Donald Trump, regularly uses Twitter to berate his foes and often call them names. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, a new study out from Cox Automotive says 49% of Americans would embrace or would buy a fully autonomous car. That number is up from 30% a few years back. This is USA Radio News.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
California has a new mandate that requires new homes to be equipped with solar panels. Now, many people are saying that this will actually cost homeowners money and not save them money, like the state of California has initially said. Maddie Dupler is a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She explains what California lawmakers really are trying to do here.
Listen, I think this is just another example of how California Democrats will do anything to pursue a green agenda. They don't care about the actual cost. Now, the Energy Commission here just hired a bunch of consultants to tell them exactly what they wanted to hear about the cost of this proposal. And the underlying data there really doesn't substantiate some of the claims they made. They made really aggressive estimates about what the cost savings would be, what kind of energy would be produced as a result of this. And we know a university professor at Duke ran these actual numbers from publicly available data. Right? This isn't something that he needed to really dig to get. This is all energy. Most utilities have this kind of data available. You know, this professor crunched the numbers and he said, listen, they're way off. The cost, just the estimate, is about $4,000 off. It'll cost $4,000 more for homes to have this kind of technology installed. Bureaucrats don't care about costs. They only care about purported benefits, especially is true when it comes to these narrowly targeted energy policies in California.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and as we celebrate the life of Aretha Franklin, we go back to 1977 when on this day in history, the King Elvis Presley died. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.